right, boys, the Whirling Dervish. Ready?
It's Midnight Mondo. Uh-oh. Starring Ogden Etzel. I'm Otis 12, and that's
Diver Dan Gooley.
Some fun tonight.
Set it, baby.
She's the girlfriend of the Whirling Dervish. She's the sweetest one he's found.
Not necessarily.
But every night in the
hey, let's not
night,
tell him what's on this week, Diver Dan. Let's make
idea.
Him listen to this obscure song.
All the boyfriends of the Whirling Dervish.
Boyfriends of the Whirling Dervish. Uh-oh. I've heard about those kind of bars in Baghdad.
But there's no doubt when he isn't about, they all come hurrying to take her out. She leads him a dizzy face.
Oh, he's dizzy.
He dreams of a Hindu honeymoon.
Hindu honeymoon?
Hindu honeymoon.
Is that when you take the cow along?
No, that's when the bride's untouchable.
To make a lot of whoopee.
I like this song.
Oh, the love song of the Whirling
Dervish. Hey, Commander Whack will be on tonight, speaking of love songs. Hey, we'll tell you that much. The rest you'll have to guess.
We're going to play this song for 1 hour.
Oh, the runaround. Hey, let's bring in the chorus now. Ready?
Make it, boys.
People say she likes to stay with the phonograph playing all the day. She loves to hear those hot musicians jiving.
This is Diver Dan Doomy here on the Pasadena Freeway. Hey, we've undertaken a documentary study of local fads in different parts of the nation, which we call the Mondo World of Crazes, or Mondo Crazo. I'm in charge of the craze desk. You know, the philosophy behind this is our nation is nothing more than some of its parts, and, well, fads are what keeps the cash registers ringing. Hey, watch it, Diver. Same to you. And it keeps the cash registers ringing and the economy strong. So, for our first report, I've come here to sunny Southern California. Watch it! All these people. I've come here to sunny Southern California to check on what's happening. And I taped this report last night in a new punk palace down on the Strip. Hey, you going to the Strip?
Hi. This is... Oh, I said my name already, didn't I? I've just come back and I'm high from the coast. Drugs are not cool anymore. Liquor. Here's a poem about it. Candy's dandy, but liquor's wet and comes in bottles. So, there's a new kick here on the coast. Better than drugs or booze or UFOs. UFO apostrophe S's. It's called low IQ. Low X. With your brain being dumber than what is good for you, you get a rush. It's better than sleeping, and it's legal. So, get, get them. No one will know, and you'll feel different. Wow. Take it from me. Dumb is beautiful. Look. I tied my shoes to my hair. That's why my cheek has been on the sidewalk. Oh,
this is Diver Dan Doomy of Midnight Mondo. I don't know how to explain this, really, but I'm building a pyramid here in my backyard.
Make that 20 cubits by 40 cubits.
Yeah. Building it with the profits from Midnight Mondo.
Where do you want that slave labor, Mr. Doomy?
Look, I got to be buried somewhere, right?
Should we use the ramp or what?
Put them over there. Keep them out of sight.
What about the straw huts over by the swimming pool?
Yeah, behind the curtain.
Yeah, okay. Well,
don't want any of the neighbors to see
it. We'll keep away from the tennis court.
This is Midnight Mondo.
This is Midnight Mondo. Somebody out here listen to me? This is Midnight Mondo. Really? Mondo. Hey, you over there. It's Midnight Mondo. Midnight Mondo. Midnight Mondo. I'm telling you, this is Midnight Mondo. It's Midnight Mondo. Hell, somebody listen to me. It's Midnight Mondo.
It's time for Celebrity Mountain Handball, brought to you by Mutual of Paris, Viva la Difference. Now it's Celebrity Mountain Handball, and here's Beano Cruz.
This is your host, Beano Cruz, along with my partner, Gross Metal Cup. How you doing, Gross?
All right.
Here at the Bay City Athletic Club in the beautiful city by the bay, in the Bay City Athletic Club in the beautiful city by the bay, right. In this beautiful city overlooking this beautiful bay. Right. And for today's semifinal round of Celebrity Mountain Handball, today's contestants, the Italian champion, Mount Etna. Hey, with a slight height advantage, going against a local boy, California's own Mount Whitney. Don't know if it's a boy or girl. You can't look under those things, do you? Hey, we'll be back for Celebrity Mountain Handball right after this word from Mutual of Paris.
Daddy! Daddy, come quick!
What is it, son? What is it?
Mommy's floating place down in the bathtub! She's dead!
My favorite tape player! Oh, and I don't think my insurance will cover this! Oh, no!
Hey, don't worry.
Oh, who are you?
I'm your Mutual of Paris claims adjuster. Oh. And, well, your insurance policy does cover this unfortunate accident. Here's a check to get you through the next few days.
Wow, this is really fast. This is vive la difference over other insurance companies.
Glad to help.
Hey, son, we've got it made now. We can spend the weekend in a motel.
Oh, boy! Daddy, can we get one with magic fingers?
Hey, I'll give you a whole sack full of quarters, kid.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy,
we'll be a cute babysitter, too. I'm going to go out to the nightclub. Let's pack up.
Okay, Daddy, you have fun.
Mutual of Paris. The insurance company that turns tragedy into fun for you and your loved ones.
Vive la difference.
Well, this is Beano Cruz back at Celebrity Mountain Handball. While you were away, the match started, and, well, on the first serve, Mount Etna erupted in a fit of anger, which unnerved Mount Whitney so much it faltered. Yes, Mount Whitney faltered and has lost the match. This is just terrible. We're going to have to switch away. Boy, that wiped out most of the South bleachers there. Switch away from the slider here to Irving R. Levine in New York for Celebrity Disco War. Come in, Irving.
Hi, Ronnie.
It's time for Adventures in Tinseltown with Stu and Derek, those two wacky Hollywood lads on their way up. Yes, wacky fun in Tinseltown with Stu and Derek. Hey, turn the stereo down. Stu, turn it down. Turn it down.
What you want,
thank
Derek?
You. Thank, no, listen, I'm working on the screenplay.
Hey, Derek, wanna go down to the club, huh?
No, I gotta work on the screenplay.
Hey, look, I got the Maserati warming up outside. We can just go to the club, huh?
This is LA. You don't have to warm up. It's 95 degrees outside, man. I know it. I was outside 2 weeks ago.
Man, how am I supposed
to? Well, I moved here for the climate.
Hey, what?
Practice your lines.
I got a script I'm working on. Hey, listen, it's big TV part.
No, wait a minute. I'm working on Beach Blanket Star Wars, a big thing, you know. I watched Dick, what's his name?
Clark?
That's
Dick
the guy.
Clark?
The
you
young
know
guy.
Dick Clark?
Yeah, the Live Wednesday and
Annette
and Frankie,
guy.
They're going to get back together.
Beautiful
it's going to be a great
guy.
Movie.
Oh, I'm really happy for you. Yeah. Listen to this, though. Listen, big TV
I was
part.
Talking to Peter Falk about it the other day.
Peter Falk? Yeah. Nice little guy.
Yeah, the Orange Julius guy.
Hey, let's dig this. Yeah. Jesus, guys, they're undercover cops.
Charlie's Angels, right?
What'd you say?
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, right. I was talking to Cheryl and Jaslyn. Jaslyn thinks I ought to do it this way. Undercover cops. Jesus, you guys. But Cheryl, she
you're
likes
a dreamer.
The, hey, guys, undercover cops. We better cheese it. But, you know, I was talking to, I don't know, you know, it's going to be a big break because George
you're
Lucas
real,
wants me for Star Wars 4. Listen, hey, he gave me a script even look over. Where, here it is. Princess Lee! Huh? Princess Leia! We gotta get out of here! The Goober men are coming! Do you like that? George doesn't like it. Now, Stanley.
Shut up!
Stanley Kubrick, you know, that remake of 2001, it's called 2004. I'm gonna be playing a robot in that.
Blast you, man! This is all your fault!
This is Midnight Mondo.
Well, what do you think?
I didn't like it. It didn't appeal to me.
What do you mean it didn't appeal to you? I'm the senior partner around here. I make the decisions.
Well, what did you think?
It didn't appeal to me either.
Hey, kids, look. It's the Bondage King.
Yay!
The magical bondable Bondage King. He'll tie up most anything. Dressed up in leather with metal rings.
Yay!
He's the magical bondable Bondage King.
Oh, hooray!
Oh, Bondage King, there are so many things to choose from here at Bondage Burgers that I can't make up my mind. Let me see, should I have an apple tickler or a cherry tickler? Or maybe just get some straps at the leather bar? Or some French-tied potatoes? Or some whipped cream or shackled slaw? Or maybe the Bondage Burger itself, those two slices of beef tied to a sesame seed bun and a pickle strapped to each patty, all imprisoned in a cardboard box. And I get chained for my dollar, too.
Chains. Well, no need to worry about decisions,
no?
Timmy. I'll just tie you up.
Oh, no,
and I'll force feed you. You'll have it our way at Bondage Burger. Yes, at Bondage Burger, we do it all to you.
Bondage Burger, over 6 million bound.
It's time for another adventure of the Culture Squad. The Culture Squad, fearless protectors of the good and the beautiful in American culture. Arbiters of fine taste. Guardians of a higher standard. The Culture Squad.
They were dancing that night at the Meat Hook Disco. Mindless music. They thought they were having fun, but the Culture Squad knew better.
All right, kids, that's going to be it for the wet t-shirt contest. Now we're going to lay on you the wet shoe contest. So if you will just direct your feet onto the electrically charged floor right now, we're going to run it through volts through there, and we're going to have some fun.
Okay, freeze, everybody. Freeze. Nobody move. Nobody move. Okay, got it? We got you covered now. Don't talk to the men with the mask or the flamethrower. You have 5 minutes to clear the building. Get out. Clear the building. Clear it. Get out. This is the Culture Squad.
Meanwhile, in the Culture Squad command helicopter...
Looks good, Captain Taste. We got every disco in town burning. I can see them down there burning. Look at that.
That's right, Sergeant Polish.
Look at them things burning.
You know what we're going to do now? Now we're going to move on and wipe out the Burger Barons.
You mean?
That's right. Operation Ground Beef. They'll never know what hit them.
I'll have a hamburger with cheese, maybe a Coke to go.
You'll have nothing of the sort. Step aside, son. This is the Culture Squad. Private, waste that meat. Got him right in the gizzard, Private. Good job. Oh, yeah, good. Always be sure, Private. There's nothing worse than wounded hamburger.
Yes, the Culture Squad, guardian of good and beautiful things in American culture. And you can join. You can have the unlimited power to decide what's good and what's bad. That's right. Join the Culture Squad and you'll get unlimited power. Plus a Culture Squad t-shirt to send your name and address to this station care of Culture Squad.
Hi, this is Steve Sleeper, the producer of Midnight Mondo, and we just wanted to let you know that this show is recorded over a conversation with Peter Frampton. We just erased the tape and put it on there.
It was boring.
It was boring. This is called public service programming. This is Midnight Mondo.
Hi, this is Otis 12 with Midnight Mondo, and this is Midnight Mondo with Otis 12 and Steve Sleeper,
And Ivan and Doomy back here. Looking at religious albums. Okay. We're going to play you a couple of cuts here from a big Hollywood album done by some personal friends of mine, the Augmental Wally of Blues Ensemble Mondo Bizarro Band, done in a Hollywood recording studio with pretty girls.
Are they still supposed to send this tape?
Hey. Okay, here we go with a couple cuts from the album entitled Stuffed on Sunburn Records by the Ogden Edsel. It's Charnel House and another song you might recognize.
This is ridiculous. What album? Why don't we get out of here?
Steve, please insert here Charnel House and Dead Puppies. This is Midnight Mondo. Where's Glorf? Midnight Mondo takes you into the void of outer space with Space Commander Whack. Whack. Whack.
It's time now for another space adventure with Space Commander Whack. Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
Let's go, Stupid Larry. We're off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog, will you?
Space Commander Whack, strange being from another planet where they film their telephone calls and think if they speak in pig Latin, no one will understand them.
I-A, I-clay, I-kay.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Whack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, had landed on the planet of quarterbacks to capture their emo leader, Roger Overnall Starbot. But due to the strange forces on the planet's atmosphere, our heroes were transformed genetically into a trio of play-by-play announcers.
Well, this isn't a great planet yet, but the potential's all here, and given a few more years, I think we can expect to see some great action.
That's
coming
right.
Out of
no wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. This planet has been around the sun giving opponents fits for years and years, eons and eons. It amazes me how it can keep that same intensity game after game, year after year, revolution
well,
after revolution.
Agree with you more,
off in orbit,
Wack.
In the void of space. All right.
I agreed already, right. Commander Wack. You know, but as Glorf pointed out a little while ago, our back are really to the wall, and
wall?
We're going to have to pull one out of our pocket and start shooting from the hip.
In my pocket. Oh, yes. The planet of the quarterbacks is always a difficult place for opposing teams to get their offenses started, Stupid Larry. Yeah. Not so much because of the astroturf that covers the surface of the planet, but because of the constantly maintained temperature of 642 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, I can agree with you more, Space Commander Whack. They are sweating, and you know, we took a hellacious shot on that last play, and our first problem is we got to stop talking like this and start blitzing.
That's telling it like it is, Stupid Larry. We're going to have to put some pressure on the evil Roger Over and Out Starbot.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
Stop saying that. You're driving me crazy agreeing with me all the time.
I couldn't agree with you more, Space Commander Whack.
Boys and girls, if you can think of a way to make Stupid Larry stop agreeing with Commander Whack, just dismember a space squirrel and put it in a mutant.
I no longer agree with you.
Oh, well.
Hey, listen, though. We're going to have to start putting something on the board up there real quick.
That's right, Stupid Larry. Boys and girls, if you can think of something we can put on the board, throw your TV set into the bathtub, kiss your auntie goodbye,
hey,
and make a run
Whack.
For a spaceport.
This is Stupid Larry.
Yes, Stupid Larry.
Hey, we're
sorry.
Back to live action here.
Mm-hmm.
Space
you call this
Whack.
Living?
Not for long, I don't. The evil Roger Over and Out Starbot has broken outside our containment.
Oh, there he is.
And he's approaching with an army
the 15,
of evil.
The 20, and the 25. We'll have to abandon our game plan.
Hey, nice
well,
to see you. Red
Roger,
blue.
What's it like down here today?
Hey, nice to see you. Good. Red, blue. Throw out your weapons. Hut, what?
Throw down our weapons. Our only weapon is Glorf, and he's the glue that holds the defense together.
Hey, ho, head of the line. Hey, up one, down three. Hut,
hey, Commander Whack, what do you mean? We have another weapon.
We do?
The Quasar Atomic Yogurt Mesmerizer.
Oh, time out.
Hut, three, four, what?
Time out.
Cut.
Hello.
No, no, fair.
You load the quasar subliminal cat food pogrom or whatever you call it, and I'll stall for time.
Hey, hut! No time out left. Hi-ho!
Hey, Roger, there are flags all over the field. There's the Swiss flag and Italy and Fanny flag, and there's Flagstaff, Arizona over there.
That's unloaded, Commander Wax, showing no ill effects from last week's back injury.
Well, then, fire one.
Hey, hut! Hey, whoa! Hey, whoa! I'm dizzy. Hey, hey!
Fire two.
Hey, where's my Super Bowl ring?
Well, Roger, you're no longer a quarterback. You've been converted into a wide receiver.
What will I receive?
Well, mostly UHF stations.
And also a swift kick from Space Commander Wack.
I will?
Oh, that's right. Take this.
Oh! Whoa!
Well, we've borrowed a page from your own playbook, Roger. Where's that page? Oh, here it is.
Hey, Commander,
we better give this page we borrowed from him back.
We don't have to talk like this anymore, Commander Wack.
Like what?
Like sports announcers.
Then how should we talk? Boys and girls, if you know a way Stupid Larry and Glorf and I can talk, eat a windshield, shove
we
it into your
hands. We can talk like this, Space Commander Wack. Listen, we're off to the stars.
I'm afraid I can't talk like that, Stupid Larry. That's your voice.
Tune in next week for another adventure of Space Commander Wack. Where's the music? Where is it? Where's the music?
Just
well,
a
I'm...
minute.
We're off to the stars.
Now, sir, I need music. There it is. Tune in next week for another adventure of Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Where's the echo? There it is. Echo.
Here's the echo over here. Oh, sorry.
Hey, look, Commander Wack. Glorf tore down the goalpost.
That's not a goalpost, Stupid Larry. That's an interstellar uterine device. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a... Boys and girls, if you can think of something that explains what I just said, I'll ask you all to, pick a view meter, you see, and you put it into your aunt's small little, screen. Where is that echo coming from?
Echo!
Echo, I don't understand where this...
We're off to the stars!
We're off to the stars.
Way off.
Well, well, this is Midnight Mondo.
This is Casey Casey with American Top 4. In May of 1941, the war had just begun, and the Germans had the biggest ships that had the... In May of 1941, the war had just begun, but Nigel Burnside Megapolis had a dream. Stereophonic recording. Told that it couldn't be done, he turned his attention to developing a machine that could make quick copies of existing documents. Failing that, Nigel invented a process by which hamburgers could be mass-produced and sold at low prices. Convinced that was a losing proposition, in 1956 he became Goofy at Disneyland. He became bored with that last year and left to form a rock and roll band. It failed. Our number two song this week on American Top 4 is from a group that just 42 years ago weren't even born yet. It's from an album called Rhino Royale. It's located at 11609 West Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90064. It's the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra with Whole Lot of Love.
Well, the guys should be back pretty soon. I've got the music all queued up here. They had an important meeting, and there they are now. There. We're set. You guys ready? Get the headphones on. You know, you're late. Where were you?
Okay.
Where were you guys?
We're ready. We're ready.
Hey. We should have seen the line.
Where were you? Oh, there it is.
Hey. Looks like another wrinkle in the fabric of the universe is jumping up to bump off another episode of Midnight Mondo. Hey, the Midnight Mondo show starring Ogden Edsel. I'm Otis 12, and that's
Diver Dan Rooney.
Yes, Steve Sleeper at the control.
And doing a good job.
Thanks
for covering, Steve.
God.
Here's a tip.
What's on next week? Diver Dan Doomy.
Next week, the fabled Mondo Tour of America is going to take everybody to Poughkeepsie, Long Island.
And an advanced look at next year's television programs, including an exciting one about a foot doctor. Oh, what else, Diver Dan?
Cheryl Ladd walking in on her hands while we walk on her feet.
Oh, it's going to be real exciting. Lots of fun. I'm going to be here.
There
he is.
So is Pat.
There are no seasons like the summer or the spring. So happy to not know.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say that we haven't had any people join the Fats Waller fan club and mail us money to
keep. I never see the light. The beauty, beauty in those eyes.
Oh, where's Rod Stewart?
No,
he's
no
in here.
He was crawling around the turntables.
If it isn't all,
probably saw
in your vision, and this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is. And there never was a heaven up above.